The moment that you hear the word, it's just a word that brings good things, good news, and positive things in your life. Every time you hear it, God's going to change something in your life today just by what you hear today. And it is the living word of God, the naked word of God. I mean, it just belongs to him. He is God. In the beginning was the word of God, and God is here right now, his spirit. I mean, I'm excited about the word because he gives life and more abundant. He wants to give you life. There's no doubt about it. You folks out there, you have tuned into this program because God moved upon your spirit. That's the reason why, because of you. He loves you so much that he moved upon you to listen to what he has to say to you. God's voice is approaching you now, right now, and I'm talking about his voice, not my voice, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And folks, we're going to talk about knowing the voice of God. Or how do you know it's actually the voice of God? So, again, think about this. I'll be talking about it. You out there, you have an opportunity to be able to call in at any time during the program. You will not disturb the program at all. I don't care. While I'm speaking, you can just call in. That's great for prayer. We'd love to pray with you. Glory to God. I just thank God that we have this opportunity. And God made it for you. And he made it for me because it blesses me. There's no doubt about it. It really blesses me to be able to speak the word of God. Again, you can call the number 484-2500. You might want to write it down. If you have an opportunity, if you're local, 318-484-2500. If you're way out there, folks, 1-877-464-2500. And that's 1-877-464-2500. And you can call in, and I just love to pray. I like to knock them devils out of your way because prayer is powerful. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God. I got the power of God residing in me, and it has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with the Holy Spirit living in me. And we can pray together, knock those problems. You got a lot of problems right now. Some of you are in terrible shape. You know, the devil's been pounding you in the ground. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. That's what he's out to do. He comes out like a roaring lion, fearing, putting fear in you. And God hasn't given us that spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. There's no doubt. So again, remember, we would love to hear from you at any time during the program. There's no doubt. And if you want to give a comment, if you have anything to say about what we're talking about, please give us a call. That's 484-2500 if you're way out there. Love to hear from you as well. You can write to me, and that's Prayer Power at 21, Highway 210, 1192. That's Highway 210, 1192, Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Write to me for prayer requests. We lift them up all the time during the week, and we'll pray over them and watch God do a great thing. So you take a step of faith by doing it and writing it, and God will hear your prayers as we pray over them. So again, I believe in prayer. It is very powerful. It has changed things in my life, and I'll never be the same again. And it has changed things in people's lives that I know, and it will change things in your life. So remember again, please, if you want to, write to me. That's Prayer Power at 210 Highway 1192 at Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Love to hear from you and would pray whatever going on in your life. And again, we're talking about how do you know the voice of God? The Bible says in John, John 10, and it says in verse 27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I will give them life, eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all." No doubt about it. "And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one." And then you become one with God as well. And so if you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, what are you talking about, brother? I'm talking about being born again. That's what I'm talking about. The Bible says that you must be born again in order to enter his kingdom. And that's the bottom line. That's what I come to tell you. That's the truth. In order to be able to go to heaven when you die, you must be born again. And that's to ask Jesus to come into your heart to save your soul from going to hell. Because that's where you'll end up if you don't have a relationship with Jesus and accepting him as a savior to save you from your sins that will send you to hell. God doesn't send people to hell, folks. God is there trying to keep you from going to hell. And because that's why he died at the cross and shed his blood, that you can be saved from ever going into hell. And when you die, you'll go to heaven. So you must ask him to come and live in your heart. And that's what I'm trying to tell you right now. It is very important that you ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Come into your heart and to forgive you of all your sins. And the moment that you do that, your life will never be the same. You'll be born again, a new life. Hallelujah, praise God, a different spirit. You no longer having the spirit of the devil hounding you and pounding you. But I can assure you, you're a new creature, should I say, the Bible says. You're new, brand new, when you ask him to come into your heart. And then, of course, when you die, you go to heaven. I just want you to know that. Please, please, please do that if you haven't done that. As we talk about the voice of God, you people out there, how do you know the voice of God? How in the world do you... how can you explain the voice of a living God and that you don't see, you're not sure if he is in around? How do I know that God is speaking to me is one of the questions that I throw out to you in the audience way out there. And how do I know this? How do you know that God speaks to you? How can you recognize the God? How do you recognize him? Praise God. I don't know how it's done, but I know God's voice, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. How do I know? How do you know? You might want to get on the mic, I'm sure. Praise God.
Thank God for that. Well, me personally, brother, I feel like when God speaking to me, it's a junction.
Yeah.
You know, it's a feeling. You know what I mean? It's something you're going to feel. You know, they say the sheep, you know his voice, basically. Yeah. Okay. You got to know how to distinguish things from who's talking to you and, you know, who it is and who is not, and things like that, bro. This is how I look at it, you know. I'm only one man.
The only one man.
Only one man with one theory, you know.
Well, so you can recognize it.
Yes.
It seems like it's got its own wavelength of thing, you know, like you just know it for some reason. You know?
Right. I tell people all the time, if it worked for the elders, it should work for you.
Amen.
You
amen,
understand
amen.
What I'm saying? Because those people live to see 80, 90, 100 years old.
Ooh, Lord, yes, Jesus.
So they couldn't have did that on their own. Their organs, you know, and stuff like
that's
that.
Correct.
You know, so
correct.
You had to have God. You had to know he was real. You know, you had to have that faith that was him.
Yes,
know,
yes,
so.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
Right.
And this is how we know. Glory to God.
Right,
this is how
right.
We know. We know it's from God.
Yeah.
But God speaks to us in many different ways.
Right.
You know, of course, his word.
Yes, sir.
Right? Isn't when you begin to read the word, his word speaks to us.
Yes, sir.
And how does it speak to you? How do you know it's really his word? And
it's like a still voice.
Okay.
It's like a still voice
in my mind.
It's in my mind.
Yeah.
It's in my mind. That's the only way I can explain it. You know.
And it's unexplainable.
It
really.
Is
you
unexplainable.
Just, so you just know it's God.
It's back to that feeling again. It's back. You ever? I'm gonna put it like this. When you know you're doing something wrong.
Uh That's our conscience, right?
Or
the Holy Spirit, actually becomes the same thing.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
So
if we're going to use conscience. We can use conscience.
Because the Holy Spirit,
we can use that.
Yeah.
So if your conscience is telling you that this is wrong, why that can't be God telling you that this is wrong?
Amen. That's a good
That's what I was exactly going to say, you know, with the conscience and the... It's about what you believe in. And if you believe in God to talk to you like he did to Moses through the burning bush, if you believe that God could talk to you like
through
that.
Through a burning bush.
Come on now. But that was then because everybody needed to see signs.
Exactly.
See, now God is not showing signs no more because he's giving you more free will.
Amen.
To make your own decision on what you want to believe.
Amen.
I got faith. That's God talking to me.
Now that's where it comes in.
You understand what I'm saying?
You're going to have some of that faith in there mixed with believing that, hey, that's what God talking to me. And like you said, I love what you said about the conscience.
Right.
But really the Holy Spirit, especially when you're born again, man, the Holy Spirit is right there. He's talking to you. He'll let you know, right?
That's right.
Do you know?
He's going to give it to you by the Holy Spirit.
And how do you know? You just know. He's like, whoo, man, it bothers you, you know.
It's on you.
Yeah,
it's on you. You
got to do this.
Your hair standing up on your arms, and you feel these different things and feelings. And you know.
You just know it. And you know what? Nobody can change your mind. Is that correct?
When God
speaks to you,
that is correct.
No one can say, you're just hearing all kind of other voices, you know. But you'll say, no. If God tells you something, brother.
You know what? I'm going to tell somebody, you didn't hear what I heard.
Exactly, yeah.
You didn't hear what I heard.
And you won't change your mind, right?
No.
Praise God.
I'm faithful.
And that should be the same way if you're born again. You know, when God comes into your heart, you know you're saved.
That's right.
You need to know you're saved.
That's right.
Just got to know you're saved.
You got to be sturdy on that.
Yeah.
You know, if you wavering on your faith, then you got a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the faith. Faith is needed to be born again.
That's right. You got to believe.
You got to
believe, and you got to have the works behind your faith that you believe in the one true God. So if you're not working with your faith and it all coincides together, you still have issues wavering in your faith.
Amen.
So you're not going to hear that voice as well as the next person that may be so faithful to God, because it's about being a faithful servant.
Amen.
You know,
you got to be faithful.
You got to be faithful. It's just like a relationship, a marriage. You got to be faithful.
I love that I love what you said. Relationship is the key.
That's right.
You know, if you have a relationship, and that's what God is looking for. Right?
That's right.
He says, I want a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you become born again, you get a relationship with God. That means we got to communicate. Is that correct?
Ooh, communication.
And that's really part of a relationship. That's so important.
Is that correct? I like to tell people I got a direct pipeline to God.
Woo, glory to God. Now that's what I'm talking about.
It's going straight to him. It's going straight to him.
Because why? He's your child. I mean, he's your father?
That's right. Off the muscle, he's the father. And see,
you got a hotline to him, right?
No, straight to him. This is the reason why. Because I never had a physical father.
Amen.
And before I understood what my spiritual father was trying to explain to me, I always looked at my physical father for the responsibility of being my father.
Until I understood that I had a spiritual father that was trying to guide me,
wanted me to listen to him then.
Amen. Yes,
you understand what I'm saying?
I like that relationship.
I love
father, it. Father, child, you know, father, son, it. Father, daughter.
I love it.
Yes.
That's why I call myself God's son.
You cannot have a relationship if God doesn't speak to you, right?
That's right.
It's a two-way thing,
the only
right?
The way to have a relationship is to communicate.
Yeah.
It all works together.
So if you're not hearing from God and you're doing all the talking and you're not hearing...
You ain't in a relationship
You're
with
not
God,
in then. A relationship with God.
You ain't in a relationship
Perfectly
with
said,
your
brother,
woman.
Glory to God.
With your wife.
Yeah.
If you're not communicating with your wife, how are you in a relationship with her?
Amen,
it doesn't
Amen.
Make it, that's not it's impossible.
It is impossible.
It's impossible.
And that's why there's so many divorces if we get to that part.
Oh,
you know?
man,
you don't want to divorce to God, okay?
But that's because marriage nowadays is not based off love, it's based off lust.
Right. Exactly.
They got lust and love confused.
Amen.
It's
misconstrued. I think so too, you know?
Yeah, it's misconstrued. It's either the lust of the money, the lust of The fornication, the lust of things is why people are not married long like they used to be in 60, 70 years. Like right, grandma and them, like they say, they want a grandma love where you had 10, 12 kids and they was together for 60 years.
I think that was really bonding together, you know.